Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf mem dalet, and we are about 25 lines from the bottom of daf mem gimel amid beis, right after the Mishnah, Tanu Rabbanan. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achinu b'nei Yisrael hanasunu batzar v'ashivya. Today's daf is being learned as a schos rufu shalema for Miriam bas Malka Freida and Shloima ben Raisa Breina. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Yechil Michel Yehuda Ben Aryeh. So the Mishnayos here in the sixth parak of Masechta Sanhedrin are discussing Misas Bezdin, specifically the Misa of Skila. The Mishnah said that before somebody was executed, he was told to say vidui. Shekol hamumsim misvaden. And the reason is because any person that is executed is supposed to say vidui. What's the makar? Said the Mishnah, shekem matzinu ba'achan. Because you find that Achan, before he was executed by Yeshua ben Nun told him, Bini simna kavod l'Hashem elokei Yisrael, v'tein loy toida, and toida over there doesn't mean thanks, but toida means vidui. Hence, we learn a halacha kol amumsim misvaden, and that's why in the narrative here, in the sixth parak of Masechta Sanhedrin, where we're going into great detail to describe exactly the execution process of Bezdin, one of the things mentioned is oimrim loy, we tell him his svada, you should say vidui. Now, as it relates to today's daf, almost the entire daf, until a little bit of a digression towards the end, is going to discuss in great detail the story of Yeshua ben Nun and Achan, and I think it's kedai to do a little bit of an elaborate introduction just to get familiar with the psukim and the episode of Achan, and once we do that, Be'ezer Hashem, the daf is going to flow. So the story of Achan really begins in the beginning of the seventh perek of Sefer Yehoshua. The context is that the Yidden had just suffered a minor defeat in the Battle of Ai. So the Yidden cross the Yarden. They're going to now conquer Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to have to fight through all the different nations. One of the nations that they had a fight was Ai. And the pasuk says that although they won the war, but they lost the battle. And the casualties that occurred during that battle was very vague. Kishloishim v'shisho'ish. Like 36 people. The Gemara is going to say, like 36 people? 36 people. We'll see more about that in the Gemara. But the point is that there was some level of defeat, and because of the defeat, the pasuk says that Yeshua ben Nun was very, very distraught. Vayikra Yeshua sam loisav. So Yeshua ben Nun went and he tore his clothing. Vayipol al ponav haaretz lifnei aron Hashem ad ha'erev. And he literally fell down in front of the Aron until the evening. Hu v'ziknei Yisrael vayalu ofer al roisham. And they put ofer on top of their heads. Vayomer Yehoshua, and Yeshua ben Nun said, Aho Hashem Elokim, lama havarto haveres ha'amazeh ha'yarden. Why did you even have us cross the Yarden? Loseis oisonu b'yadu ha'moiri l'avideinu. To put us right into the hands of the Amori who are going to destroy us. V'lu hoy'alnu v'aneshev eva yarden. V'lu means halavai. We would have been much better off had we not crossed the Yarden. We would have remained on the other side, because what is this all about? We're going to suffer a defeat. Be Hashem mo oimar achrei ashahofach Yisrael oireth lifnei oivav. And he goes on, and he makes his plea to HaKadosh Baruch Hu why this is like the worst thing that could have possibly happened. So the pasuk continues and says, Vayomer Hashem o Yehoshua, Hashem told Yehoshua, kum lach. See what that means in the Gemara. Lama zeh ata noifel al panecha, why are you lying on the floor? You want to know why you suffered a defeat? It's not because of me not acting and behaving with you in a just manner, but rather you suffered this defeat because you deserve the defeat. In fact, Chato Yisrael, Klal Yisrael sinned, v'gam avru es brisi asher tzivisi oisam, and they violated the covenant that I commanded them, v'gam lakhu min hacherem, and they took from the cherem, v'gam gonvu, and they stole, v'gam kichashu, and they denied, v'gam samu b'chleim, and they even put it into their kelim. So what is this all about? So really, the background to this is the previous parak. And that is the battle that the Yidden fought before Ai was the Battle of Yerichai. And we know the Battle of Yerichai was very elaborate. And all the mysticism and everything that took place during that battle. But the pasuk says that Yeshua ben Nun commanded the Yidden when they were fighting against Yerichai that you should be very, very careful and make sure that you're not going to take from the cherem of the city of Yerichai. Yeshua ben Nun says it again and again and again. Just to read a few of the psukim. This is from Perek Vav. V'hoisa ha'ir cherem, hi v'chol asher bol Hashem. Another pasuk. V'rak atem shimru min acherem, pentachrimu ulekachtem min acherem, v'samtem esmachne Yisrael lecherem, v'achartem oisai, etc., etc. Be careful. Don't take the silver. Don't take the gold. There's going to be a lot of things there that are going to be very tempting for you to take. And Yeshua ben Nun warned Klai Yisrael not to take them. Now, we're going to see in today's daf that this was really Yeshua ben Nun's chiddush. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had never told Yehoshua to do it. Yeshua ben Nun did it on his own. Now, v'hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu ayadai. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch who tells Yeshua, Chata Yisrael v'gam avru es berisi asher tzivisi yoysam. But interestingly enough, this was Yeshua ben Nun's chiddush. But the bottom line is, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yeshua. He says, you want to know why you just suffered this defeat? It's not because things are not really supposed to play out the way they're supposed to play out. They will. Hakol yeh beseder. But at the same time, the reason you suffered this defeat is because Chata Yisrael v'gam avru es berisi asher tzivisi yoysam v'gam lokchu min acherim. That's really the punchline. Either way, the pasuk continues, and the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua that I want you now to go and find out who it was amongst the Yidden that actually did this avera, who it is that violated this covenant, who it is that went and took from the cherim. Now, Yeshua ben Nun told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why do I have to go find out? Why can't you tell me? So we're going to see in today's daf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell Yeshua, what, do I look like a gossiper? I'm not going to just frivolously speak Lashon Hara. I'm not going to tell you. If you want to know what you have to know, go ahead and find out. Either way, so Yeshua ben Nun now goes, and he tries to figure out who it was. And the pasuk goes on in great detail, and says that Yeshua ben Nun did something, which the Gemara is going to say was, he made a geirel, and the geirel narrowed down all of Klal Yisrael to one Shevet. And it was Yeshevet Yehuda. And then Yeshua ben Nun went and he made another Geirel and he was able to identify which family of Shevet Yehuda it was. It was Mishpachas Hazarchi. He then knew it was one of the males of Mishpachas Hazarchi and he was able to even narrow it down to the Mishpacha of Zavdi. Zavdi was from Zarchi. And then he went further and he was able to figure out that it wasn't just from the family of Zavdi but it came through Zavdi's son Karmi. And you know who it was? Karmi had a son whose name was Acham, and he is the one that was Moyel. He was the one that had taken Vayakriv es Beisik Lagvarim, just to read the words, Vayilochit Achon ben Karmi ben Zavdi ben Zerach l'mati Yehuda. So now Yeshua ben Nun knew who this troublemaker was. So Vayomi Yeshua l'Achon, Yeshua ben Nun goes to Achon and he says, B'ni my son, Simna Kavi l'Hashem l'Kei Yisrael v'sen l'Toyda. I want you to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I want you to be Misvada. V'hagid no li me'osiso al techachid mimeni. I know you're the guilty party because the girl said so. But I want you to admit it. I want you to confess it. So Achan responded to Yeshua, and he said, "Omna, you're 100% right. Anoichi chatosi l'Hashem Elokei Yisrael v'chazois asisi." And then he said, "I have to be honest. V'ere b'shalol. We were going through all the shalol of Yerichai, and I saw the aderes shinar achas toiva. I saw an aderes shinar. I saw some rekel. I saw some suit and sit mechzaya gefelt. We'll see in the Gemara machlik." Is Rav and Shmuel exactly what it was. But I saw this one aderes shinar achas and it was so good, it was so nice. I just wanted it. Umasayim shkolam kesen and 200 shekel. Uleshoin zahav echad. And then there was this Lashon Zav, by the way, a golden ton, right? This is where it comes from. Chamishim shkolam mishkoloi ve'echmedeim. I had chemda for them ve'ekochem and I took them. And he said, v'hinam t'munam ba'aretz b'toicha aholi v'akasef tachteh. If you want to know where it is, this is where it is. Go ahead and take it. V'yishlach Yeshua malachim v'yarutzu ho'ehela v'hinei t'munam ba'aholi v'akasef tachteh. Exactly where Achan had described it was, that's where it was. V'yikochem y'toicha oil. He took them v'yavim al Yeshua v'alkol b'nei beisoy v'yatzikum lefnei Hashem. And after Yeshua ben Nun got all this, he took it and he poured it in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yikach Yeshua es Achan ben Zerach. Then Yeshua Benun took Achan the son of Zerach, Vesa Kesef, and the money that he had taken, Vesa Deres, and this very fancy suit, Ves Lishoin Hazov, and the golden tongue, Ves Bono Ves Benoisov, his sons and his daughters, Ves Shoiroi Ves Chamoiroi, Ves Soinoi, the Esaholi, even the physical tent, Ves Kolashol, the Chol Yisrael, Imoi, and the rest of Kla Yisrael, Vayalu Oisim Emek Acher, and he took them to a place called Emek Acher, Vayoimer Yehoshua, and then Yeshua turns to Achan, and he says, Me Achar Tonu Yakorcha Hashem Bayo. That because of what you did, by Yom Hazeh today, you are going to be completely distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then all of Klal Yisrael took a stone and they stoned Achan. And then they burnt them. And they stoned them as well. Now, just from reading the Psukim, the Pshuta Shlamikra sounds like who was stoned and who was burnt. It sounds like Achan and everything affiliated and associated with him. Right? Achan and the money and the Rekel and the Lashon Hazor, Ves Bono, Ves Benoisa, Ves Shoy, Ves Chamer, Ves Soin, Ves Aholi, right? Ves Kol HaShaloi. It certainly sounds that way. It's almost as if he was treated like an Irani Dachas, where everything had to be destroyed. But we're going to see in the Gemara, that's not really what happened. Regardless, Vayakimu all of Gal Avonim Gadol, and then they erected a big pile of stones. Ad HaYoyim HaZeh, it's here, Ad HaYoyim HaZeh, you find that Nusach in Nach sometimes, this is one of those places. Vayoshev Hashem Mecharei Napoi, and as soon as Achon was taken care of, and justice was served, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Charoin Af was relieved, and Alkein Kor Hashem HaMokam Hu Emek Acher Ad HaYoyim HaZeh. And this place is referred to as Emek Acher until today. Why? Because Yeshua told Achon Me'achar Tonu Yakorcha Hashem Bayoim Hazeh. And this is the very, very short version of the story of Yeshua ben Nun and Achon. But I'll just tell you one interesting thing that I saw in the Emes LeYaakov from Hagaon Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. He said something very, very beautiful. He said that, why was it that Yeshua ben Nun was so distraught when the Kishloishim Vishesh Ish died during the Battle of Ai? Now, of course, every life of a Yid is an Oilam Mole. No one's belittling that. And we're going to see one man damar, the Gemara is going to say it was Reuben Shal Sanhedrin. Another man damar is going to say it was one person who was shakul like 36 people. So it wasn't even just 36 people. Of a fart. The reaction of Yeshua ben Nun seemed to be very, very dramatic. What did he say? It would have been better off had we not crossed the Yarden. We should have been on the other side. We're going to see the Gemara is going to even say that the way Yeshua ben Nun spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during that diatribe was literally azos. It was chutzpah. The Gemara is going to compare and contrast the tachnunim yedaber rosh, the more humble way that Moshe Rabbeinu would daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with this very aggressive way that Yeshua ben Nun spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We would have been better off not crossing the Yarden. Right, that's very, very sharp. And it seems like Yeshua ben Nun was so perturbed by what happened that he thought the world was coming to an end. And it's not 100% clear why. I understand, again, Yidden died. There's nothing to talk about. There was a Magaif in the Midbar where 24,000 Yidden died. Right, think about all the things that happened with Kairach and the Meraglim. It's not the first time a Yid died since they left Mitzrayim, but there was something Yisodi, seemingly, that's really bothering Yeshua ben Nun, and it's not so clear why. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said something mamish beautiful, just learning up the Psukim. He said that we know that when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they had to cross the Yam Suf. It was a problem. So what they wish to do? Kriyas Yam Suf. It was one of the great miracles of all time. Rasa Shivcha Bayom, Mashaloi Ra, Yecheskel Ben Buzi Meyayim. What we sometimes forget is that when the Yidden were en route into Eretz Yisrael, there was a second time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu miraculously had the Yidden cross a sea. And that was the Yarden. It was Yud Nisan. It was literally as they were entering Eretz Yisrael, not with Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Yubashon Benon. And miraculously, the Yidden crossed the Yarden. And it was a great, great miracle. Says Rabbi Yaakov, I think the oimik of why there was the miracle of how the Yidden crossed the Yarden was to be mashlim what had been lost and what was supposed to have happened through Kriyas Yamsuf. He says, if you look in the Psukim, there were two things that were supposed to come from Kriyas Yamsuf. Number one, the Pasuk says, Vayaminu Bashem uvu Moshe after. That's a Pasuk in the Torah that's not negotiable. But there's another thing that happened from Kriyas Yamsuf, and that is, Tipol Alea Me Mosav Afachad Bigdol Zreyacha Yid Mukaven. Right? What happened? Shamu Amin Yurgazan, Chil Ochaz Yoshe Peloshes, Oz Nivalu Alufe Edoim. Right? All of the world got completely completely to Tresol when they heard about Kriyas Nanzav. And that was very important. It was important because when the Yidden are going to enter Eretz Yisrael, let them be afraid, let them be spooked out. Like this, the Jews have the psychological advantage. It was a very, very important thing. So says Reb Yaakov, just read the Psukim. There was the Vayaminu Bashem Moshe Avdo, it does Fakal Yisrael. And then there was the message, the psychological warfare. And this is being delivered to the enemy, and that is watch out, because we're invincible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that is leading our war, Hashem Mishmucham, and as a result, just stay the way. But what happened? What happened was, everyone knows, Amalek came. And Amalek, the Pasuk says, Asher Karcha Baderech. And Rashi brings a Chumash, Moshalam Bati Roisachas. Amalek went and they chapped with the Yidden. And as soon as Amalek chapped with the Yidden, nobody was afraid anymore. And that's why Sichon chapped with them, and Oib chapped with them, and the nations of Eretz Yisrael, they were ready, gangbusters. Let's take on the Jews. What happened to Shamu Amin Yergazin, Chil Ochaz Yoshvei Peloshes? What happened to the Namoigu? What happened to all these things? The Teretz is Amalek. It's a Rashi Chumash. Everyone knows this Chazal. That's what happened. So now the Yidden are going into Eretz Yisrael. So what did the Eibishter say? I want to go and I want to heat up the waters of that Ambati again. L'shoin Hazav, Shal Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. I want to make the bathtub hot again. It's like this, people are going to be afraid. So what does the Eibishter do? The Eibishter makes this great miracle. The Yidden again cross a body of water, and they cross it again miraculously. And what's the point? The point is that it should be Chayzev and Neir, those two in Nekudas. And he says, if you look in the Psukim, it's so clear. Sefer Yehoshua, Perik Dalet, Pasuk Yud Dalet. Bayoy Mahu, Gidal Hashem Es Yehoshua, Be'inei Kol Yisrael. Bayoy Mahu, when they crossed the yard, they miraculously. Vayiru Oysoi, Kasheyoru Es Moshe Kol Yemechai. You have to know Nach. It's a Mefurish Pasuk. That was the result. That's exactly what happened. He said, but there's a another pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vayoyim Rabbanei Yisrael Leimar." Asher Yisholim Bneichem Macher As Havoyisam Leimar Avonim Oila. Right after the Yidden cross the Yarden, they go to Hargrizim and Har Evel, and they erect these 12 stones. So Yeshua Benun turns to Klal Yisrael and he says, you know, what's going to happen if one day your child is going to ask you a question? Right? What are these stones all about? Vayidatem Es Bneichem Leimar. By Yabosha Ovar Yisrael As Hayarden Azeh. Asher Hoish Vish Hashem Leikechem Es Mei Hayarden Mipneichem Ad It's because the Eibishter performed the same miracle here at the Yarden that he had done at the Yamsuf. Why? Lemandas kol amei ha'aretz es yad Hashem. Ki chazoko hi. Leman yirosem es Hashem alikechem kol hayom. It's clear what was going on. Yeshua ben Nun understood that this was integral, this was important, and that it's necessary in order for them to win this fight that the umayso oilam and the nation should feel on the ropes. What happens? He comes and all of a sudden they lose a battle. It doesn't look like anybody's afraid. Not only that, we're suffering a defeat. And Yeshua ben Nun got nervous because he thought that maybe something's wrong over here. Something's up. And if it's not being Niskayim the way it was supposed to happen, then maybe this means this whole thing. So he said, Halavai, we would have been better off on the other side of the Yarden. Malonu latzara azayis. We took care of business there. Let's just stay there. Why are we crossing? And Eibishter told him nothing to worry about. This is not a fundamental shoshiyistiga thing. What happened over here is there's a cherim. The Gamovra is Brisi, somebody violates Chota Yisrael, it's even one person, not even the whole Klal Yisrael. Take care of Achan, go find it, you can see everything's going to be beseder. But the reaction of Yeshua ben Nun is related to an understanding of what went on when HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the miracle with the Yarden like he did at Yam Suf. Either way, as promised, it was an elaborate introduction. And on that note, we're going to learn now the Torah Shebaal Peh of the story of Achan. Zok de Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. So the Pasuk says, Vayomi Yeshua al Achan, Bini, Simna Kavoid Hashem Alekei Yisrael, V'sein Loi Toido, V'hagen No Li, Me Osisa, Al Techachid Mimeni. So, Yeshua ben Nun tells Achan what he tells him, and he uses the word No, Simna, the Haged No, says the Gemara, No, Eino, Lashem HaKasha. The word No means Chbetach. P'shashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshua Chat Yisrael. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua Chat Yisrael, I'm a little fun of. So Yeshua ben Nun said, Ribbono Shel Olam, mi chata? I mean, it's not the whole Klal Yisrael, right? So who is the one that sinned? I'm a little, he told me, Chitil Terani, look, do I look like a gossiper? Lech, hapil gairolois. Go and make a gairol. Halach, vipil gairolois. He went and he made a gairol. Fanafel ha-gairol al Achan. And the gairol fell out on Achan. Amalei Yeshua. So Yeshua told him, Amalei, I'm sorry. So Achan tells Yeshua. He says, Yeshua, but gairol at the bar, lie. He says, the end of the day, you're incriminating me based on what? Based on a gairol. He said, let me ask you a question. Atav Elazar ha-koin shnei g'day le'adar atem. You and Elazar koin gadol are the two g'day le'adar. Imani mapla lechem gairol al echad mechem who Neufel, right? If I would make a Geirut between the two of you, one of you is guilty. It's going to obviously fall out on one of you. So you see, a Geirut by definition is really nothing. So, Begeirulat the Ba'alai, Amalaisi told him, Vakashim Chal, Toitzi Laz ala Geirulais. He said, Echbetech, do not be Moitzi Laz on a Geirut. Shasi, the Eretz Yisrael, Schalik Begeirul. Because one day Eretz Yisrael, right, they were mamish holding Atat. They're soon, they're 14 years away from this all playing itself out properly, right? But the point is I see the Eretz Yisrael, that's going to be divided with the Geirut. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, Ach Begeirul Yechalik Aretz. In fact, Tein Toida, what you should do is admit that you're the guilty party and you shouldn't be misvada. I'm Ravina. Ravina said that at this time, when Yeshua Benun told Acham what he told him, Shechude Shachde B'mili. He was meshached him with words. And the way Rashi explains it is that he fooled him. He told him, Klum Nevakish Mimcha Elohida. All I want you to do is to confess your sin. Tein Loi Toida Vihi Potter. And you're going to be okay. Oh, all I need to do is confess my sin, I'm going to be fine. Miyat, immediately. Right? He didn't have to negotiate. He didn't have to consult with his lawyer. He took this plea deal immediately. Vayan Ochanas Yeshua, Vayoimer, and he said, Omno Chotosi, Lashem, Eleke, Yisrael, Vichazois, Vichazois, Osisi. Incidentally, Rashi goes out of his way to say that even though from the Psukim it sounds a little bit like Yeshua ben Nun fooled Achan, that's not really what happened. Rather, what happened was Yeshua ben Nun said Tein Loi Toida. Rashi adds one word: suffer. He thought she'im mevakshu mimenu elohida, but really that wasn't Yeshua ben Nun's intent ever. He said just be misvada. Achan, for some reason, heard it a little differently. But it's not that Yeshua ben Nun was trying to fool Achan, but rather Achan just took it that way, and that's how it ended up playing itself out. Says the Gemara. So what was Achan's confession? Anoichi chatasi l'Hashem Elokei Yisrael. V'chazois, v'chazois asisi, right? Yeshua ben Nun got a lot more than he had requested. Am Rav Asi, Am Rav Chanin, Am Lamed, Shema al Achan b'shloisha charamim. That this was not the first time Achan had done this. It wasn't even the second time that he had done it. In fact, it was the third time, right? I did it. Chatasi, v'chazois is two, v'chazois is three. When were these two other times? The Shnayim b'mei Moshe, twice in the times of Moshe, the Echad b'mei Yeshua, once in the times of Yeshua. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Kazois v'chazois." So see, Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon said, "Mishum Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon," and the name of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, that it happened chamisha. This is really the fifth time. Arbabi mei Moshe, four times in the times of Moshe, the echabi mei Yeshua, and one time now during Yeshua Shenemar, because he said, "Anoichi chatasi." That's one. V'chazois, v'chazois, asisi. The chazois and the chazois is two, and the two vavs is another two, and that's how you end up with five. Now it seems that Achan is a repeat offender, right? So how many times has he done this? This is either his third offense or it's his fifth offense. Now, when did all these things happen? They all happened in the times of Moshe. It's the first time in the time of Yeshua. But it all happened in the times of Moshe. Now, when during the times of Moshe was there some cherem related to a war and Achan went and he violated this cherem? So Rashi says, I know one. It says in Parshas Chukas, with regards to when the Yidden fought the Melech Arad, he was the king of Canaan, and it says the Vayider Yisrael Neder, the Chramti Es Harayim, says a pasuk in the Torah that there was a cherem over there. So it must be that Achan violated that cherem. So Rashi says, one I know, but the rest, Acheroes Loin Nisparsimu. Those already I'm not 100% aware. But the bottom line is that when Achan confessed, he said, I want you to know it's not the first time I did this, I had done this many times. Freit the Gemara, if Achan had done this already many times, my time lo yanish. So why wasn't he punished previously? Because Klal Yisrael would not bear the responsibility of averos that other Yidden would do be Nistar until they cross the Yarden. Once the Yidden cross the Yarden, then they would become responsible for the sins of other Yidden, even if they were done b'seiser. But until they crossed the Yarden, that not. Now, for sins that they did begaloi, that the Yid would be responsible for. But for a sin that they did b'seiser, that not. And being that what Achan did was b'seiser, so until they crossed the Yarden in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, Klal Yisrael was not going to be responsible. But it's dafka now, after they crossed the Yarden, now the Yidden are responsible for chatoim that other Yidden do, even if they do it b'nistar, and it's for that reason, moving forward, they would be responsible. Now, just appreciate this concept, and really segues into the next gemara. What's this idea that one Yid is responsible for the actions of another Yid? It's based on the klal of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. Saita, Daf Lamed Zayin, very, very important idea that really permeates our avodah. We're not only responsible for what we do, we're responsible for Yanim also, right? The great manifestation of that would be Petuchei Chosim. But the truth is, on a very simple level, far the Torah from the Heilich Sam Sofer, there's a concept called Arvus, and it's because of Arvus that a Yid could be Moitzi another Yid with a mitzvah, with a bracha, etc., etc., right? But the point is, there's an idea of Kol Yisrael La Raven Zalazah. Now you see, in this Gemara, that the idea of Arvus is a little bit more pronounced and more manifest when it comes to an Avera Bigaloi than when it is to an Avera Beseser. In fact, it's more reasonable that a person should be an Arev on somebody else's Avera if he does the Avera Bigaloi than if he does a Beseser. Look at the Marsha. The Marsha mutches even a little bit on this Gemara. What does it mean that I'm responsible for what my chaver does b'chadrei chadarim? Meaning, if he does it b'farhesi, I'm responsible. You know why? Be moicha. Tell him it's not okay. But if I don't know about it, if nobody knew about Achan, so if no one knows about it, how could we bear responsibility for something that we don't know? Now, the teretz is that at the end of the day, we're one. And because we're one, so it's for that reason we don't bear responsibilities. There's different machshavas that we've mentioned over the years as it relates to understanding Arvus. But that's clear that there is a nafkamina in the concept of Arvus between responsibility for something that somebody does begali versus someone does beseser. Our Gemara is saying a chiddush. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that although a yid is responsible for what another yid does afilu beseser, it was only once the yidin crossed the yardin. But until they crossed the yardin, this idea was not true. Says the Gemara, you should know kitano. It's really telling them achlikis tano. Says in the Torah, everybody knows this pasuk. Hanistores laHashem alikenu vahanigloys lanu ulavanenu adoylam lasois eskol divrei haTorah azos. Now, if you look at those words in the Torah, so there are pintalach on top of the words lanu, ulivanenu, and the ayin of ad. Says the Gemara, lama nakid al lanu ulivanenu va'al ayin shebaad. Malamid, we learn from here, shalei onash al hanistaros ad she'avru Yisrael es hayardin divrei Rabbi Yehuda. It's coming to teach us that the Yidden were not punished for nistaros of another yid. I mean, if you do an aver b'seiser, you're going to be punished. But you're not going to be punished for the aver that another yid done b'seiser until they cross the Yarden divrei Rabbi Yehuda, which is what we just said, that Rabbi Yochanan said in Nebraz, Rabbi Shimon, to explain the whole story of Achan. Now, just to appreciate what this drush is, what does it have to do with the pintalach, and what exactly is the drush? So what do the words even mean? Hanistaris l'Hashem alikeinu. Taich l'in yoneinu is it. If a person doesn't have erbe seiser, that's between you and God. That's l'Hashem alikeinu. The other yidin have nothing to do with that, because he did a beseser. V'hanigloys. But what you do, begaloy, that's l'anul v'aneinu adoylam. That's already negeya for everybody. The pintaloch on l'anul v'aneinu is coming to be memayit. It's being mitzamtsein, something that's mentioned in this pasuk. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you know what it's coming to be mitzamtsein? The hanistaris l'ashem alikeinu. Even though the pintaloch are on top of the l'anul v'aneinu. But at the hanistaris l'ashem alikeinu, there's a tzimtzum here. And what we're saying is that this then has stories is l'Hashem alikeinu, that's achover sayardin. But once they cross the yardin, then even the hanistaris lanu levanenu with a pintalacha. But that's the point, that the lanu levanenu's pintalacha say that there's a time that it's not just the niglois that are lanu levanenu, but that the nistaris are going to be lanu levanenu as well. Omeli Rabbi Nechemi, the Brisa continues and says, Rabbi Nechemi told Rabbi Yehuda, v'chi anash ala nistaris le oilam. What? You mean to tell me that there's ever a time that a yid bears responsibility for another yid's aveir b'seiser? It can't be. Why can't it be? Because v'aloi kfar nemar adoylam. Because this pasuk says hanistaris l'ashem alikeinu v'aniglus lanu v'aneinu adoylam. And if that's the case, it sounds like this has to be adoylam. Elo, so what then do the pintalachim k'shem shalei onash al hanistaris? Just like there's no oinish ever on the aveira that another yid does b'seiser. Because there's no kol Yisrael la raven zalazah as it relates to an aveira that's done b'seiser. Kach loi onash al oinish shebegoli ad she'avru Yisrael es hayardin. So too as it relates to the niglois, which is lanu v'aneinu, that was only once they crossed the yardin. But until they across the Yarden, even the Niglois wasn't Lanu Ulevanenu. So the Pintalach are not coming to be Mitzamtzim the Hanistoris Hashem Alikeinu, but rather the Pintalach are coming to be Mitzamtzim than the Hanigloys Lanu Ulevanenu. This that it's a Niglois Lanu Ulevanenu, that was only true once we crossed the Yarden, but until we crossed the Yarden, not. And what's from the Chem Yisraya? Yisraya is, because Falik Farnemar Adoylam. It says Adoylam. So Adoylam means that the Hanistoris for sure has to be Adoylam. Now Rashi asks a very obvious Pshakasha, and that is that just like it says Adoylam regarding the Hanistoris, so technically it says Adoylam with regards to the Vahanigloy Slanul Vanenu. So Memanav Shach, there's a stira here. There's a conflict. There's a tension between the fact that it says Adoy Lom and Pintelach. And the Pintelach is saying that it's not Adoy Lom. It says, Ram Dechem, you can't be that. His stories is not Adoy Lom. So what then is not Adoy Lom? It's the Vahaniglois. Maybe the Adoy Lom is going on the Niglois and the Pintelach going on the Hanistars, which is essentially what Rabbi Yehuda said. So how does Rab Nechem you know which way is which? So Rashi says, I'll tell you why. Because if the Ad Olam is referring to the Hanistaros, then there's a Chiddush. The Chiddush is that Ad Olam is never going to be an Arvos as it relates to Hanistaros. Meaning, Hanistaros actually over us Hayarden was Lashem Alekeinu. And you should know, even Noch the Yarden, it's still going to be Lashem Alekeinu. But as it relates to the Niglois to say that that would be Ad Olam, that already would have a little bit of a pshat. Because the pshat then would be, I'm sorry, but to say that the Ad Olam is going on the Niglois, that would be pshita. Because to tell me that the Niglois is Lanu Levanenu now, so what's the Havamina that at some point in the future it would not be Lanu Levanenu? Meaning to say that the Hanistaris is never Lanu Levanenu, it's always Lashem Aleikenu, that has a pshat. Speaking out of Rashi. But to say that the Hanigloys, which is Lanu Levanenu, you should know it will always be Lanu Levanenu. If it's Lanu Levanenu now, what's going to happen in the future that will make it Ois Lanu Levanenu? So therefore, the Ad Olam, it's more mistaber, would have a pshat in Hanistaris, not Vahaniglois Lanu Levanenu. Either way, by the way, if you go through the Rashis here on this Gemara, they're very, very hard. There's long Rashis and there's long Tosfos over here, like shockingly hard. But the bottom line is, this is Pashup Shan in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Elo Ibazoi, Ochamai Taimi Yanish. If you're going to tell me what? According to the Madama that says, Hanistaris Lashem Alekeinu, what? Ram Nechem Ya'ad Oilom. So you never respond, it's never call Yisrael on Revizel when it comes to things that are Nistaris. So why then was Kla Yisrael punished for what Achon did? So the Gemara says, you know why? Because it wasn't Hanistaris, Mishum Nahavi Yadibe Ishtay Uvanov. Because his wife and his children knew, right? We saw they were lumped into the Psukim there. His wife and his children knew, and because they knew about it, so it was already something that was not Hanistaris. Two people know. I mean, maybe three people know. So we know in Hilchas Lashon Hara, there's a halacha ba'apei klasa. So once, chavre chavrisli, right? Cheskes Abadim 101, macha b'fnei shloisha. Because once three people know, now you're good to go. But the point is that being that there were people that knew, that made it already begeder niglois. And once it's begeder niglois, at that point already, it falls into v'ha niglois lanu ulevanenu. Just two ha'ares before we go weiter. The first ha'are is that the Chafetz Chaim in Hilchis Chafetz Chaim, it's in Klal Yud, and it's in Ber Mayim Chaim Sif Katan Yud Aleph. He learns from this Gemara a very important chiddush. We're not going to go into this, but just the Marim Makim. And that is that we know there are times you'll speak Lashon Hara, right? What's the short example of when you can speak Lashon Hara? L'tayeles, right? There's a quote-unquote tayeles. If you don't know what that means, and all the pratim and the tanayim, but there is a concept of Lashon Hara l'tayeles. The Chafetz Chaim says an unbelievable chiddush. He says, Im hu yochel esabev hatayeles azoyis. I'm picking up in the middle of a piece. Im hu yochel esabev es hatayeles azoyis gufa ve'etzo acheres shlo yitztarich lesaperes inyan Lashon Hara olav azay b'chol gavni osa lesaper. There is something called Lashon Hara L'Tayeles. And I said it's a Chiddush. The Chafetz Chaim said this is the halacha. So the Chafetz Chaim says that even though there are times that you're allowed to speak Lashon Hara L'Tayeles, but that's if there's no Eitzah. If there's an Eitzah, then it's not okay. And he says in Ber Mayim Chaim, what's the Raya? Uraya L'Zem Imayda Amina B'Sanhedrin Maisa Da'achon. That Yeshua turns to HaKadosh Baruch and he says, Epishta, who's the Chata Yisrael? So what does Hashem say? V'chid Dilterani Le'chatel Garelis. Now, for HaKadosh Baruch to have told Yeshua Ben Nun that it was Achan was Ein Locha Lashon Hara L'Toyeles G'doy L'Mizu. There was a tremendous Toyeles. He ended up dying. This is a very important. He's a Balaver. He had every right to tell him about Filo Achid is another Eitzah. What's the Eitzah? Le'chatel Garelis. And being that there's an Eitzah of Le'chatel Garelis, you see from here, says the Chafetz Chaim, it's a very important caveat to the whole idea of L'Tayelis, that you're right, if there is no Eitzah, it's one of the Tanoim of the Chafetz Chaim. But if there's an Eitzah without speaking Lashon Hara L'Tayelis, Leich Hatul Garolis, so Adarabba, you should be a Leich Hatul Garolis. But I'll tell you a Marimokim Nifla that I saw in one of the Svarim from the Megadim Chadashim. And he brings this from the Radal in his Pirish on Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer and Perek Lamed Ches. So the Radal, and this is in the Hoysofes HaRadal Sifkotin Yud Ches, this is real Bekiris, said the Radal that I don't understand, in the story of Achan, so Yeshua Ben Nun doesn't know what's going on, right? He doesn't know Chata Yisrael. Why didn't he ask the Urim V'Tumim? Isn't that what they used to use the Urim V'Tumim for? These are like big macro things that have global ramifications. So go ask the Urim V'Tumim. That seemingly would have been the best Eitzah. The truth is, if you look at the Radak in his Pirish on the Psukim and Sefer Yeshua, the Radak learns up that they actually asked the Urim V'Tumim. But it's a Shver Radak, because the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Leichatul Gerolos. So from the Gemara, it's Mavur that they didn't ask the Urim V'Tumim. L'chayra, right? The Radak is... But in Teresh of Al-Peh, they didn't ask the Urim V'Tumim. This all happened Al Pigayro. So Freik the Radal, why didn't they ask the Urim V'Tumim? Says the Radal, it's Muchach from here. Because when Yeshua Benon asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? V'chidilterani? The Urim V'Tumim was Mamish Nevuah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was communicating through the Urim V'Tumim. So if there's a Gedder V'chidilterani as it relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking directly through Nevuah, you can have the same exact Gedder as it relates to Urim V'Tumim, and that's why it wasn't a Gedder to ask the Urim V'Tumim. So W.I. Weiss just said one nice knetch, and that is, L'maisa, we know that when it comes to a Geirel, a Geirel also is a little form of HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking, right? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell, what does Yeshua Benun tell Achan? He says, don't be Moitzi Laz on the Geirolos. Right, what comes to mind? What comes to mind is one of Eldad's Tainas to Medad in the Sefer Sur Meirah. Right, he asks him, what are you doing gambling? He says, what do you mean? I'm a gambler. I'm earning an honest living. He said, now am I earning an honest living? He says, when a person makes parnasa, so you have to make sure it's not koichi vaitzim yadi, and don't confuse his shtadlus. If I go and I earn a living via making a girl, this is the greatest betochen HaKadosh Baruch, because the girl comes from Hashem. Right, just it's poshet chazerov l'shoyne yazov. He says, kasher ro'inu ha-yoyse l'rotzen l'fnei adoin kol, kishesider b'avoydes ha-yoyim HaKadosh, girl lechav Hashem, gam rotze v'tikin chalukas ha-oretz, asher nosa merosha l'kilos Yaakov, ba'if kakosav ach b'girl yirachal oretz, tovin HaMelech said, Hashem enos chelki, v'koisi atogamich geroli, u'benoy ha-chocham. Shlomo HaMelech said the same thing. Al-Kain, he said, it's for that reason. I think what I'm doing is better than all the Seichrim. He said, because all the Seichrim, they're all busy with koichi v'oitzim yodi. I'm dealing with a form of parnasa where I'm not staring at anybody, and I'm setting myself up where 100% everything that I'm going to do is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But again, this is the Ha'ara. The Ha'ara is, why not the Urim V'Tumim? Teretz is Zokter Adal, the Urim V'Tumim would have been Nichlan the V'chidil Terni. Ay, Goyro, no, Vaistois, Goyro, with all the rain and all of Eldad's and Medad's Tainas, at the end of the day, a Goyro is still a Goyro. But just one other Ha'ara, and that is that you see from this Gemara that the whole concept of Arvos, it flipped before the Yidden crossed the Yarden, after the Yidden crossed the Yarden. And it's Eino Yomer Elo Darsheni, right? It's very not clear, like, what happened? Why does Arvos discriminate between whether or not the Yidden were on one side of the Yarden or they were on the other side of the Yarden? The Maral in one of his Svarim, this is in the Sivas Oivam, in the Sivat Stok of Perek Vav. So he's talking over there about the Isser Ribbis. And the Pasuk says, as Kaspachaloi Sitin B'neshech, Ani Hashem Alekeichem, Asher Yitzeis Yeschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Lo'aseis Lochem, Es Eretz Kenan Lirzachem Lilekim. It says the Maral, this seems like a very dramatic explanation for why there's an Isser Ribbis. Hashem Alekeichem, Asher Yitzeis Yeschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Lo'aseis Lochem, Es Eretz Kenan Lirzachem Lilekim. I hear you don't want me to charge interest? No, it's an interest-free loan, right? No problem. Pay back whenever you want to pay it back. But what does that have to do with... This is a little exciting, right? It's a little dramatic. Says the Maral. Listen to Lashon Yazav. Uma inyin zelikan. She'omar lo seisochem es eretz kenan. Liyo yisochem lelukim. Avla pirish anira. Ki kashenich su yisrael la'oretz. When the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, hoyu yisrael am echod legamre. They were one nation. V'rayoloze, shari kol zman sheYisrael loyavru ayarden, v'loy bol laoretz, loy nenchu al anestores, ad sheavru v'nasu arevim ze ba'adze. Harei sheloy nasu Yisrael arevim ze ba'adze. They weren't arevim when they were on the other side of the Yarden. Ki nikra arev, because what's the title of the word arev, says the Maral? Shu me'urav v'masheni, he's one with the other. V'loy nasu Yisrael michuborim, liyois am echad legamri, at shebo l'aretz. V'hoyu biyachad ba'aretz, v'hoyu lemokim echad, hu Eretz Yisrael. V'ayidei Eretz Yisrael, hein am echad legamri. Wow, this is fire. He says, the achdos of Klai Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, that's not achdos. Achdos is when we're in am echad, and we have one land, when we share one land, that's when we have the achdos. V'lochen k'siv gam kin lias lachem lelekim, because it's tafkin eretz kenan sheyesh lehem kelechot. U'lefichach es kaspecha leisitem meneshech u'vemarbis leisitem achlecha. Why? What's this ribbis? Because really this ribbis says moral makes no sense. What do you mean? You can't charge a person ribbis? What's the big deal? This is business. This is oilom kimen hoigoy hoilich. The teretz is, it's because if you're an am echad, if you appreciate the fact that the person coming to you for a loan is your brother, then it's different. It's a whole different hergish. You're not going to treat it that way. So there, that hergish of Am Echad, that came about when? That came when the Yidden crossed the Yarden. And that's why Lias Lachem Lelikim and Lass Lachem Eretz Kanan is part and parcel of the Havana. Because out there, there's no Havana. There's no way to possibly understand the Isna Ribbis. But what's the Raya said to Mara? What's my mocker to this? My mocker to this is Sanhedrin Mem Gimel Amid Beis. It's our daf. Because in this Gemara, you see that the real Arvus first came when we crossed the Yarden. What's the Oymik? Right, it goes from being something like, I hear, I don't know, to this is like the deepest of the deep. Because we are one nation in Eretz Yisrael, outside of Eretz Yisrael. So felt in the whole Achdos of Klal Yisrael, something very, very fascinating to think about. Either way. So today's daf has a lot happening. It could be, just from a global perspective, the next four lines are the four biggest lines. And we're not going to talk about it now because we always talk about it. But these next four lines are from the Dvarim Ha'imdim Beruma Yisrael Mamesh, says the Gemara, Chata Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yeshua ben Nun, Chata Yisrael. Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda said that from those words, the juxtaposition of Chata Yisrael, we learned that Afal Pitu Shechata Yisrael, that a Yid, even when he sins, he's still Yisrael. Rabbi Abba said, Haynu Damri Inchi, this is what people mean when they say, Asa Dekoi Beini Chilfi Asa Shmei, that when a Hadas is standing between the Aravos, he's always going to be an Asa, right? He's always going to be a Hadas. For Asa Karile, when you want to call him, you're always going to call him an Asa. But the point is that Chata Yisrael, Afal Pisha Chata Yisrael. Rashi says, what's the Diyak? Because Midalei Omar Chata Ha'om. It doesn't say Chata, it says Chata Yisrael, Adayin Shem Kedusha Samalein. Yisrael is the Shem Kedusha. The Yad Ramah says it a little bit starker right here. The Yad Ramah says, what does it mean, Chata Yisrael? He says, the Yisrael Loshen Chashivas, because we know that Yisrael is a Loshen Chashivas, Kedechsiv Loyakov Yomer Oid Shimcha, Kiyim Yisrael. So the name Yisrael is always a Loshen of Chashivas. And when Klai Yisrael sins, not just you're a Yehudi, it's not just you're a Yaakov, you're a Yisrael. It's with the Gansa Chashivas. Adayim Shem Kedushas Namalem. Now this Gemara, of course, goes right into Rameir's Benkachu Benkach Kriyim Banim, right? Every Benkachu Benkach Kriyim Banim is really based on this Gemara, right? It's Sanhedrin Dalam. And this has significant halachic ramifications and significant agadatil ramifications. From a halacha perspective, right, the whole concept of a mummer and the concept of a mechal Shabbos, the farhesi has a din of a year, doesn't have a din of a year, and let's say he doesn't have a din of a year, does that mean that's it? All of a sudden he doesn't have to keep Torah mitzvahs anymore? Afal pisha chato Yisrael. Of course, all the agadot of ben kachu ben kachriyim banim, b'ni b'chayri Yisrael, shuvu banim, shayvavim, that even when you're in a bechin of Sheivavim, but you're still Banu. But the bottom line is, again, Dvarim Atikin, but really this Gemara's grounds, if you're going to ever sit down to learn the sugi of Mummer and Tinik Shenishba and all these halachas, whether it's from a halacha or a Agada perspective, this is where it starts. That note's Dr. Gemara Vaita. So again, moving along. The pasuk says, "The gam avru es prisi ashes tivisi oisam, gam lochem en achirim, gam gamvu, gam kichashu, gam samu bikelyeim." So again, this is talking about where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yeshua about all the terrible things that Yisrael did, which we found out later was one person, Achan, and by the way, his wife knew about it. But other than that, right, that's really what it was. Rabbi Lamishum, Rabbi Yehuda bar Maspartim. We learn from Hisha Avar Achan Chamishachum Sheitayr. We learn from here that Achan violated the Chamishachum Sheitayr. Shenema Chamishagam, because it says the word gam five times, and if it says the word gam five times, we learn from here that he was over in the Chamishachum Sheitayr. Rabbi Lam. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda bar Masparta. Achan Moishech bar Lasayaya. Achan was Moishech bar Lasayaya. Ksiv Achan says over here, Vegam Avru as Brisi. Viksiv Hasam as Brisi. Afraid the Gemara Pshita. You just said he violated the Chamisha Chum Sheitaira. So if he violated the Chamisha Chum Sheitaira, obviously he was Moishech his Arla. So come around the time, I would have thought mitzvah in the Rashash's Girsa is Digu Fei Loi Pakar. A mitzvah that is in his guf. That already not. Kamash Malon even did that. Then the Pasuk says, Vechi Asin of Alab Yisrael. That Achan did a nevala b'Yisrael. Amar Rav Abba bar Zav, the Malami, we learn from here, she'ba'al ocha naira hamurasa, that he was ba'al naira. Sivach, it says over here, v'chiyasa nevala, v'chiyasa says over there, ki'asa sa nevala b'Yisrael. Pshita. Again, what's the pshita zak Rashi? He did everything. So if he did everything, so obviously this is what happened. So the Mara says, ma'al d'teim, I would have thought, kuli ha'iloi paka nafshe. I would have thought that, na'ad k'dei kach, naira hamurasa. Now, what's so terrible about naira hamurasa? So we have a raid bite from the last machzer, Ayin Sham. But Rashi says very simple, kuli ha, Ra l'shamayim v'ra l'vriyos. L'vayish es mishpachta ula Yisrael b'ayla. Right, usually Gili Arayis is ben Adam l'amachim. Most cases. But Gili Arayis could also be ben Adam l'chaver. Right, if someone's ma'anis, obviously. But it could be. Over here, Abba Naira Murasa is a ben Adam l'chaver. Why? L'vayish es mishpachta. Meaning, even if she was nespata, but it doesn't matter because the mishpacha is going to be embarrassed. Ulay Yisrael Baila. What about the husband? So because of these two factors, it's considered rala shamayim or rala briyos, and that's why there would have been a havamina that maybe Achan would have stopped there. Kamash mala, not Ravina. Ravina says no. Don't think that Achan actually was born naira murasa. So what does it mean nevala? Yeah, good sushtal to naira murasa, but dine kenai murasa but skila. What it means is that he was judged like a bal naira murasa, meaning he got skila, right? So he didn't actually violate a Naira Murasa, but he was Ba Naira Murasa. But he got the Misa of Naira Murasa, which is the Misa skill. Truth is, if you look at Rashi and Sefer Yeshua, Rashi said he was Mechal Shabbos. And because he was Mechal Shabbos, that's why he got skila. Does it shtim with the Gemara? Yeah, it shtims with the second Bishan of the Gemara. Right? So it's Machloikas if he was Ba Naira Murasa, or whether it was only Dine Ken Naira Murasa. Amale Reish Galusa Le Rav Huna. The Reish Galusa told Rav Huna. Except the Pasuk says, Vayikach Yeshua as Achim Ben Zarech, Ves HaKesef, Ves HaAderes, Ves Lashoyna Azov, Ves Bana Ves Benoisa, Ves Shoy Ves Chamer, Ves Soyni Ves Aloy, Ves Kol HaShaloy. So, the Reish Galusa asked Rav Huna, Imhu Chata, Banav Ubnoisav Machatu. What did they do? Meaning, it sounds like from the Sukkim that they were all killed. What did Banav Ubnoisav do? So the Gemara says, Amalei, he told him, Lutamech, according to Imhu Chata, Kol Yisrael Machatu, Tichsib, right? You know where to stop the Pasuk, right? Read the next words, V'chol Yisrael Imai. Why were they there? Now, there's no Havamina that all the Jews died, right? Until you see the words V'chal Yisrael Imai, it sounds like everybody was killed. But then you see V'chal Yisrael Imai, it sounds like maybe not everybody was killed. Ella, Lir Daisam, why were they there? They were there, Lir Daisam, to get a good Musa Shmus, Tachab, that this is not something you want to be doing in the future. Achanami, K'day Lir Daisam. Yeah, the family is singled out. They obviously needed a special Musa Shmus, but the point is, that's the only reason that they were there. Vayisrafu oisam ba'ish, vayiskalu oisam ba'avan. So the Pasuk says that they burnt them in fire and they stoned them with stones. Betarti, which one was it? Was it Sreifa or was it Avan? Amar Ravina, Ravina said, Haroi l'Sreifa l'Sreifa, Haroi l'Skilo l'Skilo. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Haroi l'Sreifa, Kesev is avu begotim. Right, you're going to stone money, you can throw rocks at money all day long, right? It's not going to lose its value. You burn it, that's already a whole different thing. Haroi l'Skilo, Shahu, Shairai ubehim oisav. Him, his shor, and his behemoth. And by the way, it's muchach that the shor and the behemoth were killed. Why is it muchach? Because at the end of the day, it does say, vayiskalu oysam. There isn't a plural over here. So what's the plural? This gemara is where you see it. The plural is not going on banav upnoisav. The plural is going on the animals. And the animals taka got skila. And what's this sreifa business going on here? The sreifa is related to the money, which is not something that you could stone, says the gemara. For ira. So this is Achan talking, and he says, "I saw Bashalol amongst the Shalol Aderes Shinar Achas Toiv Masayim Shkolim Kasev." So we said that he saw this nice piece of clothing, and he wanted it. What was it? So we mentioned in the introduction to the Daf, it's a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. This is where it is. Rav Amar Rav said, "Itztalo de Melosa." It was a itztalo that was made of wool. The Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, "Sarbala de Tzrifa." So what does that mean? So Rashi says it was wool, but the wool was dyed. Tzavua b'tzrif shekoyin alum. So it had some sort of dye that's called alum. It's according to Rav, it's a regular itzdura demelasa. Rashi adds that it's a talis shel tzemer naki. Meaning, so according to Rav, it wasn't dyed, and according to Shmuel, it is dyed. Right, we always say, Rav says one way, Shmuel says the other way. So it's a shaylei and bashut. Was it white or was it blue? Like his Rav and Shmuel. According to one man, one, the other one. Vayatzikun lefnei Hashem. So what does Yeshua Benun do? Once he gets all the money, he takes it and he pours it in front of a Kaddish Baruch. Amar Rav Nachman said, Ba the chavtan lefnei Hamakom. He went and he mamish threw it by a Kaddish Baruch. Amar lefanav, Ribbono shel Olam. Al Elu Tehareg Ruba Shel Sanhedrin. It's because of them that Ruba Shel Sanhedrin should die. Now, who said anything about Ruba Shel Sanhedrin? Tchsev Vayaku Mehem Anche Yo'ai Kishloishim Vishishish V'Tanya. We learned in a Braisa Shloishim Vishisha Mamish Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Nechemya told Rabbi Yehuda Vichi Shloishim Vishisha Hayu. Were they really 36? Valoi Loi Nemar Ela Kishloishim Vishisha. It says like 36. And the way the Mepharshim explained that we use round numbers sometimes, right? Hare Ani Kiven Shivim Shana. But that's only if it's an even number, right? Ki 100, ki elef, ki million, ki 36, right? That doesn't make so much sense, right? Ki 142. No, it's not ki. So it says, it's referring to Yar, the son of Menashe. He was so chashev, he was shakul to rive of the Sanhedrin, and he's the one that killed. But the bottom line is, what does it mean by Yatzikun Lefnei Hashem? That Yeshua Benun takes everything and he pours it in front of a Kaddish Baruch. He says, seriously, for this, for what? For a Lashoy Nazov? For this Rekel? For this Ruba Shal Sanhedrin had it? I'm Rav Nachman, I'm a Rav. My little Shalom Pasuk that says, Tachanunim Yedabe Rosh, the Osher Yane Azos. So the Rosh, the Araman, speaks Betachanunim. And the Osher, he speaks Ba'azos. I once saw a story in one of the Briska Svarm, I think Uvdus van Hagas, the base brisk, that the briskerov was once walking somewhere and there was a psanar man that came to him and he asked him for money. And I'm not sure what the briskerov told him, and he started coming after him with chutzpah. So the briskerov said, "As nishkan oraman, ich weis as nishkan oraman." While the pasuk shtei tachanunim yedaber rosh, the osher yana azus. I bet mit azus. That's a raya that is not a rosh. And either way, says the gemara, tachanunim yedaber rosh. That Moshe is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. The osher yana azus ze Yeshua. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the tachanunim yedaber rosh, and Yeshua ben Nun, he is the azus. He is the Osher that's Ya'ana Azos. Now, Rashi, what does this mean? What does this mean? So Rashi says what it means is the way they daven. When Moshe Rabbeinu davened, he davened like a Rosh. He davened Tachanunim. Ve'eschanon el Hashem. Right? That's a Loshon of Tachanunim. As opposed to Yeshua ben Nun, when he davened, when he communicated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did a little bit more with an Azos. The Gemara says, my time, where do you see this in Yeshua ben Nun? Maybe the story that we just mentioned. Yeshua ben Nun takes everything, he throws it in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, because of this, right, this is what it's all about. Rav Nachman said, we said that, Rav Nachman already explained that it means that he threw everything in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Otto Pinchas Le'Yavad Hachi, it's not the first one to do this. Pinchas did the same exact thing. Pinchas vayefalel vateyotzer amageifa. From Rabbi Lazar, vayespalel lo yinemar. It doesn't say Pinchas was a vayespalel. Ela vayefalel melamicha asa plilaisim koine. What does it mean plilais? Rashi says din. Pinchas sued kaviyachal Hakadosh Baruch. That's what it means. Milachim plilais. Rabbi learned Masech Sanhedrin now. That's what it means. He mamish. What did he say? Bava chafton lefnei amakim. He took them. Now who's them? Yeshua ben Nun. Them is right. He took all the money, everything that Achan took. What's to them? He took Zimri and Cosby. Amal afanav Rebbeinu Shalolim al elu yiplu esrim barba elef miyisrael. Because of them, 24,000 yidden after chesed the pasuk by Yehuah meisim amageifa es arba esrim el. Now you see that what Pinchas said wasn't bad. How do you know it wasn't bad? Back to Yotzer amageifa. So how could there be a tain on Yeshua? Right, we're saying Yeshua ben Nun. Right, this is certainly a derogatory statement. Tachanun yidaber rosh va'osher yana. Azos. Pinchas said the same thing, and Pinchas goes down in history as the great Kanoi who saves Klal Yisrael. It can't be that's the Nakud over here. We mean something else. Right, you remember right in the beginning of the introduction, right after the Battle of Ai. So Yeshua ben Nun turns to HaKadosh Baruch and says, why do you have us cross the Yarden? That's the Azus that the Pasuk is referring to. But the Gemara says, Moshe Nami Meimar Omar. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Lo Mahari Yoysa Lo Amazeh. Amish Dover B'Itoi. Moshe Rabbeinu said it. So Moshe Rabbeinu said it, and he's the Tachnun Yudah Barosh. So how could it be El Meihacha? Velu Hoy Alnu V'Neshe Be'Ever HaYarden. That's the Pasuk. What does that Pasuk even mean? So if you look at Rashi, Velu Hoy Alnu. We would have been better off not crossing the Yarden. Mashma, it's as if Yeshua ben Nun was saying, not I wish you wouldn't have told us, I wish I wouldn't have listened. That's a koyach hatayna, that was very, very sharp, and that's what the Gemara is picking up on. The Pasuk says, Yeshua, kumlach. Right? When Hashem tells Yeshua, right? Everything's going to be okay. We spoke out from Yaakov Kamenetsky. Everything will be fine. Don't worry about it. It's not all coming to an end. Kum loch, shtey oif. Tarash of sheilo. Amalei Kodesh Baruch Hu. What does the word loch mean? He told Mishalcha, Kosh Mishalohem, that Chata Yisroel, but you should know what you did, you, Yoshua Benun, is worse than what they did. Ani Amarti, I said, Bahi Bavrachim, and Sayyadun Tekim, that as soon as you cross the Yarden, you should erect the stones. Va'atem richaktem samich mil, and you went 60 mil before you actually erected it. They waited till it went to Har Grizim and Har Eva, which is 60 mil from when they crossed the Yarden. So Hashem tells Yeshua Benun, you should know that what you did is worse than what the Chata Yisro was. Says in the Bosset, the Nafik, after... So again, what was the story? Rav Shela said this, right? So after Rav Shela left, Oikim Rav Amor Alea. So Rav had somebody get up, and Vidaresh and Hidarshant. He said, Kasha Tziv Hashem is Moshe, Avdei Kein Tziv Moshe is Yeshua V'Kenasi Yeshua. Like, hey, say, Dovim Kol Hashem Tziv Hashem is Moshe. The Pasuk says, very wordy, yeah. Kasha Tziv Hashem is Moshe Avdei, Kein Tziv Moshe is Yeshua. Whatever Hashem told Moshe to do, Moshe told Yeshua to do. V'Kenasi Yeshua, Yeshua did. Like, hey, say, Dovim Kol Hashem Tziv Hashem is Moshe. And he did everything he was supposed to do. So Rav heard what Rav Shela said. He waited for Rav Shela to leave. As soon as Rav Shela leaves, he tells his Amora, stand up, I want you to say the following. Say over this Pasuk, Yeshua ben Nun didn't do what Moshe Rabbeinu told him to do. He did. And Moshe Rabbeinu did whatever Hashem told him to do. So if he was told to put the Avonim in Hargrizim and Harevel, that means that's what he was told to do. So there's no way Yeshua ben Nun violated anything that he was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because you see clearly from the Psukim. So that can't be the Kumlach. Imkei matam alem Kumlach. So what does Kumlach mean? So he went with the same Mahalach, but something else. Amalei, he told him, Atagaram Tolehem. You, Yeshua ben Nun, are the one that caused this whole thing. Why did you cause it? Because you were the one who commanded not to do this. I never said anything. You were the one that said it. And because you're the one that said it, so really you're the one who started this. Now, the Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's true. But that was after the fact. Lamaisi Yeshua Benun was the one who had this idea, and that's what it was that he was referring to. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua Benun after the war of Ai. He told him, and really, you need the Vegoimer, because the Goimer is Rak. Shlolo ubehemto tovoisu lochem. Take whatever you want to take, right? Simlucha erev le'ir me'acharea. But that's the behind of the kamale. He said, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not happy with what happened over here. He said, I never asked you to do this. You went ahead and you did this on your own. And you're the one who caused it. So that's behind of the kamale. Then when you're going to fight, then already you should have a whole different mindset. To the contrary, take whatever it is that you want to take. Either way. So we're talking about ay and yurichay and achan. And we're talking about the Psukim here at the beginning of Sefer Yeshua. So the Gemara now is going to digress. This is where the digression part is going to begin. And it's going to tell a very, very well-known episode that's mentioned in Sefer Yeshua. This is as the Yidden are encamping by Yericho. The next day they're going to fight Yericho and take it down. But this is right at the beginning. So the Pasuk, Vayibi Yos Yeshua be Yericho. Vayisa in a Vayas. Yeshua ben Nun is in Yericho. He looks up and he sees a Malach, or at least what he thought was a Malach. By the way, this Gemara is famous, but it's famous for Megillah Daf Gimel, not so much for Sanhedrin Mem Dalet. Either way, it says the Gemara, Yeshua ben Nun is in Yerichai, and he looks up and he sees a Malach. I'm sorry, he saw someone, and he didn't know who that someone was. So that someone told him, Kani Saratzva Hashem Atabasi. He said, I'm a Saratzva Hashem. Vayipal Yeshua, upon of Aretzva Yishtach. So when he saw that it was a Saratzva Hashem, he bowed down to him. How is he allowed to do the Vamar? He now did even give Shalom Aleichem to your friend at night. Because we're afraid that the person might be a shade. So what? You can't give Shalom Aleichem to a shade? So Rashi says, you can't place the Shem Shemayim ala Mazik. The Sholem Shem Shemayimu. We know that Sholem is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara's kasha is, how was he allowed to do what he did? How was he allowed to say Sholem? Rabbi Yochanan said, and Rashi adds, by the way, that the Gemara's kash is even more than that. The kash is not only how was he allowed to say shalom, he bowed down. You're bowing down to a shade? That's really, really bad, right? The shadim are the seirim that are mentioned in the Torah as a form of Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara, Shani Hassan, there was different to Kamale, because he told him, Ani Saratzva Hashem Atabasi. Maybe he was lying. How do you know he's telling the truth, right? If I tell you I'm someone, it doesn't mean anything. How do you know he's telling the truth? So the Gemara says, Gemiri, we have a Mesorah, Mafki Shem Shomayim Levatolo. That shade would never be Mafki Shem Shomayim Levatolo. So if that's the case, it can't be that it's a shade who's making believe that he's a Sar Tzva. Must be, it really is a a malach, a maleh. So he tells him like this. So again, what's this malach doing? So he came to give Yeshua teichacha. He told him, Emesh, last night, bitaltem tamid shal bein rabbein. You mevatel the tamid shal bein rabbein. The achshu bitaltem tamid Torah, and now you're not learning Torah. And I'm coming to give you Musr. Amalei, so he told him, on Ezeman Basa, which one of these two things that you're coming to give me Musr about? Amalei, so he told him, Ata Basi, I came now. And if I came now, that means I'm coming to give you Musr on the fact that you're not learning Torah. The Gemara Megillah Daf Gimel says, you see from here that Talmud Torah is greater than Karbanos. All the raid on this. Again, I am the related raid bites. We say that a lot in Masechta Sanhedrin. But this Gemara is mamish loaded in the Yad, right after the Musr Shmuz Yeshua Ben Ungat. It says, Vayolen Yehoshua Balayla Hu Betecha Emek. What does it mean? Rabbi Yechanan said, Melamed Shalon Ba'umka Shalalach. I got a little excited. The next words are, Amrav Shmuel Barunya Bishmeid Rav. Godel Talmud Torah Yoyse. It's not only Megillah Daf Gimel. It's here too. Yoyse Me'akrovas Tmidim Shenemar, as the Pasik says, Ata Basi. But the bottom line is, this is the story of Yeshua Ben Nun. Zok Gemara. More digression. Amalei Abai the Rav Dimi. Abai turns to Rav Dimi and he says, tell me, Haikra B'marava B'maimak Misule. Rav Dimi, can you explain to me how they teach this Pasik in Eretz Yisrael? So what's the background to this line? Right, we're doing this long enough. Amalei Abayil Rav Dimi. Because we know Rav Dimi is from the Nechayse Yama. He lived in Babel, he went to Eretz Yisrael, he spent a lot of time in Eretz Yisrael. He was Mekabel Torah from Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Avoh, right, from the great Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. And he would report back, Kiyosa Rav Dimi. So here Abaya goes on the initiative, and he tells Rav Dimi, tell me, this Pasuk in Eretz Yisrael, B'maymoik Misule, how exactly did they teach it? So what's this Pasuk? So this pasuk is a mishle. It says as follows: Al teitze lo riv maher, pen matase bachrisa bahachle moischa reyecha. Riv chariv es reyecha v'soit acher al tegol. So he teaches as follows: B'shoshem alei kodesh baruch liyicheskel. When a kodesh baruch told yicheskel leichem or lehem liyisrael, go tell the Jews avicha hem moiri, your father they are moiri, the imcha chites and your mother the chites. So Kadosh Baruch is giving Teichachet Yicheskel, and he starts telling him, go tell the Yidden about, you know, from Vanity Stamped. Pull out the Yiches brief. On your father's side, you're an Amori. On your mother's side, you're a Chitis. So what does this all mean? So Rashi says, because where do we come from on our father's side? Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. True, but who does Avram Avinu come from? He comes from Terach and Sarah, ostensibly from Chites. But the point is, we come from the Amori, we come from the Chitin. So Amra, Ruach Piskoinus of HaKadosh Baruch. So as HaKadosh Baruch tells us to Yecheskel, so the Ruach Piskoinus came in front of HaKadosh Baruch. So who's the Ruach Piskoinus? Rashi says Gavriel. So the Malach Gavriel comes and he says, Rabbi Mishalim, Im Yavayu Avram V'Sarah, V'Yamdu L'Fanecha. If Avram and Sarah themselves would come here, Ata Im Elohem U'machlen O'ischem, would you embarrass them? I don't think you would embarrass them. Rivcha riv esreyecha. If you want to fight, meaning you want to tell Klal Yisrael what you want to tell them, that's okay. But don't reveal the side of somebody else. You don't have to expose the secrets, the skeletons in the closet of others, because that's not something that's necessary. So how do you teach the pasuk? Al teitze lariv maher. Like if you want to go and you want to fight with someone, don't rush. Pentase b'achrisa. Because it could be you're going to say something and that thing that you're going to say at the end is going to end up causing embarrassment. Riv chariv, meaning if you want to say something to the person, say it about him. Don't reveal the secret about someone else because that someone else might come later and you're going to be embarrassed. Avram and Sarah, if they were standing here, you would be mevuyish. Keilu, or you'd be mevayish them, and as well, this is not something you should do. It says, does Gavriel have a right to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Leidmar says, in. Rab Yosi, Rab Chanin, Shalosh Shemos Yeshloi. Gavriel has three names. Piskoin, Itmoin, and Sigroin. Piskoin, the reason he's called Piskoin, is a Poisek Dvarim Klapi Mala. It's because of the way he speaks Klapi Mala. So he speaks with Poisek Dvarim, right? He gahak the words, but he speaks in a certain way. Itmoin, Sha'oitem, Avoinoiseim, Shel Yisrael. He's able to stop the Averis of Klal Yisrael and Sigroin, Kivin Shesoy Yishuveni Paseach. And the way Rashi explains this is that Gavriel comes with Tainas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if Gavriel can't pull off a Yeshua, no one else is going to do it. Kivin Shesoy Yishuveni Paseach. As if Gavriel, if he closes the door, no other Malach is going to come and try to open it. Because he's going to understand that if Gavriel couldn't pull it off, so then there's no chance I'm going to be able to. Another Pasuk. It says, and this is a pasuk in Iyov. Hayaroich shuacha loy vitzar v'chol ma'matzei koyach. So Eve's friends are talking to Eve, and this is what they told him. What does this mean? So the Gemara is going to bring three drashas, and that's the end of the daf. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar is number one. He said, "Lo'ilam yakdim adam tefila l'tzara." A person should always daven before the tzara. Right? It's better to daven that the tzara not come than daven after the tzara that the tzara go away. Shel mali hikdim avram tefila l'tzara bein beis el ubein ha'ayin. And that's why we're talking about this now. We're not for the fact that Avram Avinu had once said a tefila between beis el and I. It's a pasuk in the Torah. He made him his beach bein beis el and I. Le'nishtayim isenem shel Yisrael saru palit. Then when the yidden fought an eye, they would have been completely wiped out. It was only kishloishin v'sheishish, and the reason it was only that is because of the tefila of Avram Avinu. And this is what Eve's friends were telling Eve. They told him, "Hayaroich shuachob loy betzar. You should have davened before that." He says, Eve, they look at Eve, and he's gehacked with tzaras. You know what they told him? He said, "You should have davened before that. You should never see this day. This is the musa they gave him. You should have davened before. Now, I don't know what to tell you." He says, "Now there's some charoi naf going on in the world. Like, I don't know. I don't know pshat." But he said, "Hayaroich shuach shaloi betzar." That's what you should. Rabbi Shlokim Shlomo had a different pshat. He said, "Kol amitz asmin betfila milmato ein loy tzar milmalo." That if someone is very, very strong with tefila milmato ein loy tzar milmalo, there's nothing bad that's going to happen to him. So this is the way you read the pasuk. Hayaroich shuach. If someone davens loy betzar, you don't have to worry about tzaras milmalo. When it's v'chol ma'matzei koyach, right? The ma'amitz is going on what the person is doing. If you daven v'chol ma'matzei koyach, then you don't have to worry about things like this. And then finally, Rabbi Yochanan said that, you know what the pasuk means? A person should daven that others should be ma'amitz as koichoi, v'ayu lo tzar mamala, you should have no tzar mamala. So what does this mean? Let's see Rashi. Dibra maschol lo oilam yivakish adam rachamim, sh'yu ha'kol ma'amsin as koichoi, sh'yisayu malachi ha'shores levakish rachamim. A person should daven that the malachi ha'shores help him, v'shin lo yu lo mastina mamala, and that the malachi chavola, the bad guys, the malachim that are from the sitra achra, they shouldn't go near him. V'hochi mashma, this is the way you read the pasuk. Hayora hayarech shuach, imbosol la'arech shuacha. If you're going to lay out a tefillah, kazois tarcheo, loy betzar, this is how you should daven. Loy betzar, minish lo yil chotzorim. V'shakol yil b'matzik hechach, that everybody should be on your side. There's an Indian of a tefillah, daven, that others should support. Does that mean you're davening to the malachim? So that's already, right, barchuni l'sholim, machnisei rachamim, hadvar matikin. But that's lav dafka what the Gemara means. What the Gemara just means is daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you people that are going to be on your side. You daven to Eibishter that you should have the right allies and the right people that are looking out for you and the right allies that are supporting you, because by you doing that, that is a tremendous school, right? There's an idea that if a person has Melitza Yosher in the next world, and you see there's an Indian daven for a Melitz Yosher, it's a fascinating thing, right? By Levaya, Zolzana Melitz Yosher, there's the Tila, you incorporate it into Yishmai Nasri. There's an Indian of davening for a Melitz Yosher. This was the great Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of this pasuk. Hayarech Shuach Aloy Betzar V'chol Mamate Kayach. Either way, just to end today's davening, and there's so much here. And really, I'm related rabbites. That's the Maramachim Anilacha. But as it relates to one Ha'ara, Ein Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush, I want to go back to yesterday's daf. So in yesterday's daf, we had the censored daf. Right? We had the several lines of Gemara that were taken out of the bottom of daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. And the reason they were taken out is because they talk about Yeshe HaNoitzri, and they talk about how Yeshe HaNoitzri was killed by the Sanhedrin. And if you understand a little bit of Jewish history and the tzaras that the Yidden got because of different derogatory statements that are mentioned in Shas with regards to Yeshe HaNoitzri, it was a bechina of bekuach nefesh, the klal Yisrael mehoidu vad kush, literally. And as a result, throughout the Doris, the Yidden were editing and editing again. And from all the Gemaras that were censored, this is the Gemara with the Hayyadiyah. This is the censored Gemara, really, above and beyond anything else. It's the Gemara that talks a little bit about Yeshe HaNoitzri. So I'll just share with you a ha'or nefla that I heard from Hagoyin Rav Moshe Shlomiak, and it's printed in Oitzris Chsam Sofer, Parshas Toldos, Amid Samech Gimel. And really, it's an excerpt from a drosha that the Heilige Chsam Sofer gave. And it's on the posik here of Ula'oim Ula'oim Yemotz, V'Rav Yavoy Tzoy. So the Chsam Sofer said like this. He said, "Boyu Uru'u Dover Nifla." He says, come, I want to show you a Dover Nifla. So when the Chasam Sofer says a Dover Nifla, you stop whatever you're doing, right? He says, Kibazeh Chodesh Teves. Because Chodesh Teves, Ashalakinu by Kifle Kiflaim. He said, we're us as a nation, we've suffered, we've been punished, Kifle Kiflaim. By Yischilim Matzin Vuchanetzel Ar Chodesh. In Rish Chodesh Teves, on Asar Betevis, that's when Vuchanetzel laid siege on the Ir HaKodesh. Vaschala Hu Chatzi HaKol, says the Chasam Sofer. The beginning is half of everything. Because of Abis Yosef, and the Abis Yosef says, if it were possible for Asar B'Tavis to fall out on Shabbos, we would even fast. That was the day that the Bnei Agoyla heard about the Chorban. On the 8th day of Teves, the Torah was translated into Yavanis. Maisa B'Talmi HaMelech, Megillah Daf Yud, Daf Tes. That happened when? That happened on Ches Teves. And there were 3 days of darkness that descended onto the world after the Torah was translated. Tes Boy Meis Ezra Sofer. On Tes Teves, Ezra Sofer passed away. Show you Shokul Kamosh Rabbeinu. Einstein Hedron Chof Aleph Amud Beis. So he says, this is a month. You know, usually when you think of the month that we were punished, Kifle Kiflaim, so we think of Chodesh Av, right? That's, of course, the five things that happened. It was Huchpulu Atzorois. But the Chasam Sofer, this is not Huchpulu. This is Kifle Kiflaim. Chasam Sofer said, this is Chodesh Av. Vihine, said the Chasam Sofer, you should know that this month, Vimkein, Chodesh Av was Man Avelos Yisrael. Right, if so many bad things happen, that means that this is the month of Avelos Yisrael. Vihine, hu Aschola Simchasa, V'shono chadosho shelohem v'leidas mishicham. He said, this is true for us. He said, but as it relates to the Noitzrim, he said, this is the time of year, this is the holiday season. Right? This is the season to be, right? This is their holiday season. This is when the haschol of their simcha starts. This is their new year. This is when their Mashiach was born. V'hine, chodshei Adar v'nisan. He says, the months of Adar and Nisan, hu yimei simcha seinu. Those are the days that we're besimcha. Utzmichas mazolenu. That's when our mazol starts getting stronger. V'hine, b'yoyim gimel acha moilet Adar. On the third day after the moilet of Adar, maschilim yimei inui shalahem la'olam. That's when their inui begins. Umamshich ad yimei ha-pesach kiyodua. And it goes until Pesach kiyodua. What the Chasam Sofer, I think, is referring to is the festival of Lent, which is a time that the Noitzrim are be'inoy der b'tzar, and it goes all the way until Easter. Right? That's, of course, what he was referring to. And it says, even though the fact that their Yomim Toivim is a Chodesh Teves, always falls out Teves time. And even though the fact that when they start being Mitzayer themselves and they take on different Inuyim, that all happens during Adar and Nisam time. It's Pashat, they had no Kavanah. Mikom Mokim Loibim Mikra V'hizdamei Nafal. It can't just be a mikro. And what does it mean? Rashi says in Chumash. And he says, look at the months. Chodesh Teves is the worst month for us. And for them, what is it? It's mamish. It's a yonta for them. And fakert, when it comes Adar Nisan, the Yidden are all besimcha, and that's when all of a son and they have ine be gimel ach am moilet adar maschinu yeme inu shalem ba oilam u manchach ad yeme a pesach ki yodu al kain. So the Chasam Sofer, what was the punch? This was on a drosh. He was giving fiery musar, right? Fiery. Most of the joshes of the Chasam Sofer, the Ruba are so uplifting, right? They're benkach u'benkach kriyim banim. It's tshuva me'ahavas doinus nasu zochis, right? We always talk about this. They're so uplifting. But sometimes the Chasam Sofer was sharp, and here he was talking about that he heard that there were Jews that was celebrating the holiday season. As if this was a chag. It's like a yonte for them. Al kain, al tismach b'yoyim edom. Ki sameach le'ed lo yenaka midino shal gehenim chas v'shalom. He says, do you realize what you're doing? You're picking the wrong side. You're mamish on the wrong team. Now is as man to be besimcha. Chodesh Teves, you have to be by Avelos. HaChodesh Hazeh was man Avelos Liyasor. The Chasam Sofer's Teves was as man of Avelos. How can it be? It's a holiday. I understand. You're off from work. I got it. But at the same time, how can it be as man of Simcha? It's as man of Avelos Liyasor. This is what the Chasam Sofer said. Amish Hergeshim Niflam going on over here. So Shlomiok told me, and he printed this in his Oitzvus Chasam Sofer. It's in Sifkot and Samach Gimel, if you want to look it up inside. The Chasam Sofer says that when does their Yemei Tzar start? Vine B'yoyim Gimel So I don't know what this means, Baruch Hashem. But the Chasam Sofer is saying it's Yom Gimel Acham Moilad Adar. That's when it's Maschilim Yemei Inu Shalehem Lo'olam. So he says that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Mem Gimel Amid Aleph that Yeshe HaNoitzri was killed when he was killed on Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is Yud Dalin Nisan. And the Gemara says that before they killed him, there was a cruise that went out for Arbaim Yoin. It went out for 40 days. So he says, what does that mean? When did the cruise start? That means it started 40 days earlier. What's 40 days before Yud Dalin Nisan? It's Dalin Adar. If the cruise started on Dalin Adar, you know what that means? That the Gemar Din of Yeshe HaNoitzri happened when? It happened on Gimel Adar. That's when it happened. V'hine b'yoyim Gimel Adar Moilet Adar. It's hafla of a fellow. That's when the Gemar Din was. Is that their cheshbon? The Chasam Sofer himself writes. Now, this whole avelus that they have, of course, is related to the whole death and the crucifixion of Yeshe HaNoitzri. But it's Gimel Adar Daika, the way it comes out here in this Gemara, in the Sechta Sanhedrin, Dafnem Gimel Amiral. But just to end with one hergish, and that is, so Chodesh Teves is this man of avelus, and the Chasam Sofer says it very sharp. Vine hu ascholas. It's not just the Zman of Avelos, but because we had Ashelokinu by Kiflei Kiflei, right? Very, very sharp. Ashelokinu, look, right? We say that Eicha, in Eicha, we Loksa by Kiflei, right? V'chotu by Kiflei, v'nichamu by Kiflei. This is not Kiflei, this is Kiflei Kiflei, right? It's worse than that. And the truth is like this. If you look in Joshua's Chasam Sofer, Chasam Sofer used to give Joshua's on Ches Tevis. That's one of the days that the Chasam Sofer every year used to darshan. So he used to give Joshua's on Ches Tevis. And a big theme in the Joshua's Chasam Sofer of Ches Tevis is the fact that there was the Gimel Yomim of Choshech, and during the month of Tevis, Choshech of Torah came down to the world. Because the real Or, of course, is Torah. That's what the Or Agonos is. Kiner Mitzvah the Torah Or. And the Choshech that descended upon the world in Chodesh Tevis is a Choshech. It's a Cheshkes HaTorah. That's what that Choshech is. And the truth is, Churban Beis HaMikdash is Malkav Yisrael Bagoyim in Torah. And the Gimel Yomim of Choshech is Torah. And Ezra HaSofer is Ruya Hoysa Torah Shetinas and Al Yodiv. Afa Pichulay Nin Al Yodiv Nishtana HaTorah. Right, so that's where Ezra is. It's Torah. Torah epis gets extinguished during the Chodesh of Tevis, and that's why it's Kiflei Kiflayim, and that's why it's Zman Avelos. It's not just related to Charban. There's something Mesuyan during Chodesh Tevis where there's a Choshech of the Torah that somehow descends upon the world. So I just thought, maybe, Sefer Devarim begins. What's Sefer Devarim? What is Sefer Devarim? So Sefer Devarim is, it's the last few months of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, when Moshe Rabbeinu is going to recount all the events that happened during the 40 years in the Midbar, where Moshe Rabbeinu is going to chazer over the Torah. That's why it's called Mishnah Torah. And Avada Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be Moisef a lot of Pratim. That's why there's things we have in Mishnah Torah that we don't have in the other four books of Moshe Rabbeinu. But the pasuk starts like this: Eila hadvarim asher diber Moshe al kol Yisrael be'eva yarden ba'midbar ba'arava mol suf bein parnu bein toifel ve'lovin v'chatzeres v'di zahav. When did this happen? It was in the 40th year. It was the 11th month. On the first day of the month, when was Mishnah Torah? When was it? It started on the first day of the 11th month of the year. It started in Rosh Chodesh Shvat. It's today. It started on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Rosh Chodesh Shvat was when it was Hoyol Moshe Ber Es HaTorah Azois. You know, I saw the Balaturim says, we had the Pasuk, HaNestoris LaShem Elokeinu, VaHanigloys Lanu Ulvanenu. So there's Nekudois, Lama Nakud Alanu Ulvanenu, and on the Ayin of Ad. The Balaturim on the Pasuk, HaNestoris LaShem Elokeinu, says like this. He says that there's a Nekuda, there's a pintle on top of the Ayin of the word Ad. K'di'isa b'nigmar Adin. The Gemara in Perek Nigmar Adin already talks about it. He says, why? She'ayin yoim. There were 70 days, May Aleph Shvat, Shehizchel Avaris HaTorah, Ad Yud Ben Nisan, Sheavros HaYarden, Sheein Lonu Ulvanenu Le'onish. There was a 70-day period from when Moshe started being Mavaris HaTorah Azois until the Yidden crossed the Yarden. Because it started on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and the Yidden crossed the Yarden on Yud Nisan. That's Mamish right now. Tonight, it's the daf. You don't think of Rosh Chodesh Shvat as being some big, momentous Jewish day. But the truth is, Rosh Chodesh Shvat is mentioned in the Torah. But Ash Day also, it's literally Durish Chodesh, that's when it was Hayom Moshe Beres HaTorah Azoyis. Chodesh Tevis was Loks of a Keflaim. Chodesh Tevis, there were Gimel Yomim of Choshech. But right away, we have the Refuah. It's Hayom Moshe Beres HaTorah Azoyis. Chodesh Shvat is a time with his Oiris of Kabbalah HaTorah. Chasam Sofer, Rav Shlomi Yaktomi, take a look in Chasam Sofer HaTorah in Parshas Ve'era. Chasam Sofer says that in Chodesh Shvat, this Oiris of Kabbalah HaTorah, Taka, Hayom Moshe Beres HaTorah Azoyis, is not insignificant. This is Arvis Moyev. This is a huge deal, right? The Yidden, we were Makabal Torah at Sinai, then there's the Arvis Moyev. That's what's playing itself out over here. And this all started in Rosh Chodesh Shvat, which Taka be Zoich to be able to Makabal some of the Oiris of Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And we will stop here.